This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The Democratic National Convention will take a local turn tonight. Former President Bill Clinton tops the list of speakers during primetime, but just before Clinton speaks, U.S. Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren will take the stage. She's currently in a tight race in Massachusetts with incumbent Scott Brown. WBUR's Fred Tice is at the convention watching the action, and he joins us now live from Charlotte. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Sasha. Good afternoon.
Fred, as you know, some recent polls have shown Elizabeth Warren slipping a little again against Brown. Is this high-profile speaking spot for her a vote of confidence in her ability to fire up a convention, or is it a sign that her campaign is struggling and needs a boost?
It's an excellent question, and I can't give you a complete answer. I can tell you that from a campaign aide that we spoke to a little earlier this afternoon, that David Axelrod, senior advisor to President Obama and also to Deval Patrick, reached out to the Warren campaign with an invitation to her to speak. She is not, according to this aide, going to mention Scott Brown in her speech at all. And the aide says she was asked to speak because she is seen by Democrats as one of the leading advocates in the country on behalf of the middle class. And this fits into the economic message that the Obama campaign wants to deliver tonight. And the aide said that tonight's speech will be very much about message and not politics. So seems to be more about, at least according to her campaign, more about President Obama and not so much about where she might be in her own race against Scott Brown.
And what kind of reception has Warren had from the Massachusetts delegates?
An extremely enthusiastic reception. I mean, there are some qualms. People really would love to see her out campaigning in their part of the state more. I mean, she does campaign a lot. Everybody wants a little piece of her. I think people are worried that she may not be able to get out the constituencies that they would like to see vote in November, and so they're clamoring for her. But there's some disappointment there. But overall, people are extremely enthusiastic here in Charlotte. Let me give you an example. I spoke to Tito Jackson. He's a Boston City Councilor. And here's a little bit of his experience with Elizabeth Warren campaigning in Roxbury.
I've escorted Elizabeth Warren to churches in the community, and she's always well-received. And in fact, she's actually a Sunday school teacher, which is very enlightening.
Oh, that's interesting that that resonates with him. So when Warren speaks tonight just before Bill Clinton, what is she expected to try to accomplish?
Two things. She will draw on her campaign speech, in which she talks about her values and how she developed those values growing up at a time when the middle class was not as beleaguered as it is today. And she will talk about the values she developed growing up, really, you know, as she describes it, on the ragged edge of the middle class in Oklahoma. And then she will tie that to how President Obama fits in with her values.
That's WBUR's Fred Tice at the DNC in Charlotte. We'll be hearing more from Fred tomorrow. And Fred, thanks very much.
Oh, glad to do it, Sasha.